I'm Twan Elston, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme? Black Friday was down, but not out. James Corden spent his first Black Friday in America questioning our shopping sanity. Jimmy Fallon skipped to Cyber Monday and showed what online offers he'd like from Amazon. Listen to our favorite holiday retail jokes and Jimmy Kimmel in today's Punchlines.
This is my first Thanksgiving in this country. I had such a nice time. It was also my first Black Friday. Turns out you guys do retail shopping a little differently than we do in the UK. Take a look. If you went shopping on Black Friday, I assume you're watching this on a brand new 60-inch flat screen from the comfort of your brand new full body cast.
Did any of you go shopping on Black Friday in stores? No, okay, yes. Don't be proud of yourselves. Black Friday seems to be losing steam. In-store sales were reportedly down this year. According to the National Retail Federation, more people shopped online this weekend than in stores, which makes sense. Shopping is much easier to do online. It's very similar to sex in that way. And
I don't think people who participate in Black Friday are there even for the bargains. It seems like they just go for a socially acceptable excuse to just punch a stranger in the face. Like, it must be so awkward when you get the TV home and there's, like, a little red spot in the corner of the screen and your family's like, what's that? And you're like, it's blood.
That's right. See, a lot of people are shopping online these days. In fact, today was Cyber Monday. Do you guys know that? This is where they offer a lot of really good deals on just to online shoppers only. It's the only day of the year where guys have an innocent reason for quickly shutting their laptops and saying, don't come in here. I'm getting you a gift.
But there is an end to the Black Friday insanity because today was the internet's answer to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or as it's known to identity thieves, Christmas. But I'm excited about Cyber Monday. I've been sleeping in a tent outside my computer since Friday.
Since there are so many great Cyber Monday deals out there, it can be hard to keep track of them all. We found a few that you might have missed, so take a look at this. First is Amazon. They're offering a deal where if you spend $25, you can personally bulldoze a Barnes & Noble.
Really?
You can personally do it. Yeah. You don't need a license, nothing. Yeah.
And next year, Cyber Monday is going to be even more exciting thanks to Amazon's new drone delivery service. And this is absolutely real. They just put out a commercial advertising this service. Take a look.
This amazing hybrid design assumes a horizontal orientation. It uses sense and avoid technology to, well, sense and then avoid obstacles on the ground and in the air, and scans the landing area for potential hazards, then lowers itself slowly to the ground, drops off the package, and flies straight back up to altitude.
I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Basically, it's just a flying robot covered in spinning blades that knows exactly where you live. It's going to be fine.
Next is Edible Arrangements. They're offering 80% off their nothing but honeydew bottom of the bowl bouquet.
Oh,
Nothing sadder.
I mean, look, I feel bad for the children whose parents use this service. Because you know what's going to happen? Your kids will be like, oh, Daddy, you bought us a drone. And then the drone flies away and you're like, oh, actually, it's just socks, but that's as good.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.